Good morning. This morning's reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. Mary's song of praise. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For God has looked with favor on the loneliness of your servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God's mercy is for those who fear the Lord from generation to generation. God's arm has shown strength and has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lonely and lowly, filling the hunger with good things and sending the rich away empty. God has helped Israel, a servant of the Lord, in remembrance of your mercy. According to the promise God made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Amen." Mary and Elizabeth, we all know the story by now. Two cousins who had children through divine intervention. Elizabeth being barren, and of course Mary of virgin birth. It's that time of year where we explore their passages in the Bible and recognize their beautiful proclamations of faith and their trust in God. Beginning with Elizabeth's proclamation when Mary came to visit her, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." This was Elizabeth's beautiful response to Mary after her baby leaped in her womb at the very hearing of Mary's voice. What we don't hear enough about is Mary's reply, which we heard this morning as our scripture reading. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." We know this as the Magnificat, otherwise known as the Song of Mary. And this was Mary's direct response to Elizabeth's beautiful proclamation of faith. Mary's hymn not only proclaims her faith and trust in God, but reaffirms and praises the faithfulness of God and God's promise to those who are humble before the Lord. There is precedence for this, of this statement and of this verse in the Old Testament, which foreshadowed this with their own Magnificat, known as the Song of Hannah, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. She cries, "My heart rejoices in the Lord, and in the Lord my horn is lifted high." For Hannah was also barren and was blessed by the Lord to have a child. Now, throughout the Bible, all the great women who were barren seemed to begat something of great importance. And this is the time of the year I get to use my favorite word, begat. Never get to use that word, but here we go. Starting with the Old Testament Magnificat, and Hannah, leading all the way up to the New Testament and Mary. We get Hannah, who gave us Samuel, who begat Saul, who begat King David, who begat, of course, Elizabeth and John the Baptist, who begat Mary and Joseph, who begat Jesus. Pretty decent lineage, don't you think? Advent means the coming of someone of great importance. As you will see from this first chapter of Luke, this pertains to the coming of both John, who would lead the way for the coming of the Lord, and Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This morning's short cantata will illustrate a few scenes from that first chapter in Luke. The birth of John and Jesus foretold, Mary and Elizabeth, the birth of John, and then, of course, behold the coming of the Lord. We now present to you the coming. Enjoy. Thank you. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, from the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Zechariah and Elizabeth yearned to have a son. The prophet child would lead the way for our Savior, Savior, descendants of the line of Aaron. In those days, Mary went to see Elizabeth, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Upon hearing Mary's voice, Elizabeth's child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Child you will bear. Amen. crying Elizabeth thought to have a son, and he will lead the way for the Holy One. He will make the crooked places straight. Filled with the Holy Spirit, John will lead the way, the prophet of the highest realm and the coming day.
For unto us a child will be born, unto us a son will be given. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace.
Praise the Lord. Amen.